I hope you did your caca earlier. If your bowels aren't empty when La Catalina shows up, you'll shit in your pants, unless I show you how to take them off. If you have to shit in this position, you've got to get your pants off.
He began to show me how to maneuver out of my trousers. He did it in a most serious and concerned manner. All my concentration was focused on his movements. It was only when I had gotten out of my pants that I became aware that Don Juan was roaring with laughter. I realized that Genaro was again poking fun at me. I was about to stand up to put on my pants when Don Juan stopped me. He was laughing so hard that he could hardly articulate his words. He told me to stay put, that Genaro did things only half in fun, and that La Catalina was really there behind the bushes. His tone of urgency in the midst of laughter got to me. I froze on the spot. A moment later, a rustle in the bushes sent me into such a panic that I forgot about my pants. I looked at Genaro. He was again wearing his pants. He shrugged his shoulders.
"I'm sorry," he whispered. "I didn't have time to show you how to put them back on without getting up."
I didn't have time to get angry or to join them in their mirth. Suddenly, right in front of me, the bushes separated, and a most horrendous creature came out. It was so outlandish, I was no longer afraid. I was spellbound. Whatever was in front of me was not a human being. It was something not even remotely resembling one. It was more like a reptile, or a bulky, grotesque insect, or even a hairy, ultimately repulsive bird. Its body was dark and had coarse, reddish hair. I couldn't see any legs, just the ugly, enormous head. The nose was flat, and the nostrils were two enormous lateral holes. It had something like a beak with teeth. Horrifying as that thing was, its eyes were magnificent. They were like two mesmeric pools of inconceivable clarity. They had knowledge. They were not human eyes or bird eyes or any kind of eyes I had ever seen. The creature moved toward my left, rustling the bushes. As I moved my head to follow it, I noticed that Don Juan and Genaro seemed to be as spellbound by its presence as I was. It occurred to me that they had never seen anything like that either. In an instant, the creature had moved completely out of sight. But a moment later, there was a growl, and its gigantic shape again loomed in front of us. I was fascinated and at the same time worried by the fact that I was not in the least afraid of that grotesque creature. It was as if my early panic had been experienced by someone else. I felt at one moment that I was beginning to stand up. Against my volition, my legs straightened up, and I found myself standing up, facing the creature. I vaguely felt that I was taking off my jacket, my shirt, and my shoes. Then I was naked. The muscles of my legs tensed with a tremendously powerful contraction. I jumped up and down with colossal agility, and then the creature and I raced towards some ineffable greenness in the distance. The creature raced ahead of me, coiling on itself like a serpent, but then I caught up with it. As we speeded together, I became aware of something I already knew. The creature was really La Catalina. All of a sudden, La Catalina, in the flesh, was next to me. We moved effortlessly. It was as if we were stationary, only posed in a bodily gesture of movement and speed, while the scenery around us was being moved, giving the impression of enormous acceleration. Our racing stopped as suddenly as it had started, and then I was alone with La Catalina, in a different world. There was not a single recognizable feature in it. There was an intense glare and heat coming from what seemed to be the ground, a ground covered with huge rocks, or at least they seemed to be rocks. They had the color of sandstone, but they had no weight. They were like chunks of sponge tissue. I could send them hurling around by only leaning on them. I became so fascinated with my strength that I was oblivious to anything else. I had assessed in whatever way that the chunks of seemingly weightless material opposed resistance to me. It was my superior strength that sent them hurling around. I tried to grab them with my hands, and I realized that my entire body had changed. La Catalina was looking at me. She was again the grotesque creature she had been before, and so was I. I could not see myself, but I knew that both of us were exactly alike. An indescribable joy possessed me, as if joy were some force that came from outside me. La Catalina and I cavorted and twisted and played until I had no more thoughts or feelings or human awareness in any degree, yet I was definitely aware. My awareness was a vague knowledge that gave me confidence. It was a limitless trust, a physical certainty of my existence, not in the sense of a human feeling of individuality, but in the sense of a presence that was everything. Then, everything came again into human focus, all at once. La Catalina was holding my hand. We were walking on the desert floor among the desert shrubs. I had the immediate and painful realization that the desert rocks and hard clumps of dirt were horribly injurious to my bare feet. We came to a spot clear of vegetation. Don Juan and Genaro were there. I sat down and put on my clothes. My experience with La Catalina delayed our trip back to the south of Mexico. It had unhinged me in some indescribable way. In my normal state of awareness, I became disassociated. It was as if I had lost a point of reference. I had become despondent. I told Don Juan that I had even lost my desire to live. We were sitting around in the ramada of Don Juan's house. My car was loaded with sacks, and we were ready to leave, but my feeling of despair got the best of me, and I began to weep. Don Juan and Genaro laughed until their eyes were tearing. The more desperate I felt, the greater was their enjoyment. Finally, Don Juan had me shift into heightened awareness and explained that their laughter was not unkindness on their part, or the result of a weird sense of humor, but the genuine expression of happiness at seeing me advance in the path of knowledge. "I'll tell you what the Nagual Julian used to say to us when we got to where you are," Don Juan went on. "That way you'll know that you're not alone. What's happening to you happens to anyone who stores enough energy to catch a glimpse of the unknown." He said that the Nagual Julian used